Once again, let's head down to the field and join Steve Tasker, who is standing by with one of the players who got it done. It's brought to you by Granger, for the ones who get it done. Steve?
I'm standing here with Sam Bradford. Sam, you're 24 of 38 for 280 yards. You got a sputtering start. You had three interceptions, one which was a steal, and then you had the touchdown early. Tell us a little bit about this. This is a little bit of a roller coaster of a game.
It was pretty up and down tonight, you know, pretty inconsistent on my part, but you know, our defense did a great job tonight. It seemed like every time we turned the ball over, they went out and got a big stop or forced another turnover. It was just a good team win tonight.
Yeah, and for a team that, like you say, you feel like you sputtered tonight. You had over 400 yards of offense. Your team put up 27 points. Still a pretty good night when you see the big picture. It must say something about what your expectations are for a team when you don't play your best to put up numbers like that.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's nice to do that, but, you know, we know we're capable of much more. And, you know, our standard is much more than what we did tonight, you know, especially for myself. And, you know, that's what we're going to try to play to each week.
Tell this game puts you in a tie record-wise, but gives you the tiebreaker. You go to first place in your division. You haven't played your best football yet. Tell us what your expectations are over the next month. A short term going in, you got a bye week, then you go into Dallas.
Yeah.
Tell us about the next month or so.
We're just taking it 1 week at a time. You know, that's kind of been our motto since we started 0-2. We've won three of our last four right now. It seems to be that we're going in the right direction. You know, we're just trying to put one on top of the other. So we got a big game against Carolina next week, and that's really all we're worried about.
You know, so much has been said about Chip and his philosophies and how different they are from the traditional way. It seems like when this team gets into the second half of a game, you start to see some benefit from some of the other things you do, from the training and from the fast-paced offense. The reps on offense start to take their toll. Do you feel that in the game, and does it help you, or how does it affect you?
Yeah, you know, I think it definitely helps. I think we're, you know, the best conditioned team in the NFL, and, you know, if we can run, you know, 70, 80 plays, you know, it seems like the second half we just start to wear people down.
Sam Bradford's 24-38, 280 yards. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you down the road.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Now we'll go back upstairs to Boomer and Kevin.
That's Sam Bradford, one of the players who got it done tonight for the Eagles in their 27-7 win over the New York Giants, brought to you by Granger. Serving you with the products you need to help keep your facility running. Call, click, or stop by today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.